Oh, God. Yeah, I got a whole situation over here.
Got the old Halloween table out.
Yep. You got some Lego Hidden Side collection over there, and some Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse as werewolves. They're mouse wolves. They turn into wolves. This is me doing this as Norm MacDonald. So they're mice, and
they turn into the wolves.
Wolves.
Yeah, because they're fucking kids' toys.
Even though it says gentlemen, you can enter. You know, he regrets the Bob Saget roast.
Does he?
Yes, because he feels like it fucked up his image. And he was like, people thought I was crazy. And I was just doing a bit. But people really thought I was crazy.
I don't know if that's what, like, people... I don't know if that's the thing that, like, clouded people's judgment of him.
Well, I was high. No shock. This was years ago. And I think I was watching it with, let's just say, a friend. And we were both high, and we were like, this is the greatest comic moment in the hit. We were like, because I'm an old school Norm fan.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the fucking most genius. This is Kaufman level great, and none of these fools are getting it. He was sitting there reading a paper.
Yeah. Who wouldn't love to go blueberry picking with Henry Fonda?
This is Pop Culture Man Children, PCMC. I'm your host, Mike Buongiorno. I'm here with Frightful Vin Forte.
Oh, my God. What is this, a Simpsons intro?
Yeah, you bet it is. No, that was the last episode. We talked about Simpsons.
Ah.
And the Haunted Mansion.
Ooh.
It's a whole...
Ooh, scary Eddie Murphy.
It's... Exactly. It's a whole month of Halloween festivities, Vin. Not one special, four specials.
Oh, God.
I'm burning through them.
I don't know if people can handle this.
I can. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm going to be the Roseanne of podcasts.
I don't know if you want to be the Roseanne of podcasts.
No, though. I'm not going to give you any context to what I mean. I'm just going to say I want to be the Roseanne of podcasts.
Nah, I heard Roseanne's nuts.
meaning people look forward to my Halloween episodes, Vin. That's what I mean.
Yeah, do you think the Connors are going to do a Halloween episode?
I imagine.
Carry that on.
Can you believe that show's in a second season?
Yeah, I believe
there's more Connors.
And like John Goodman's just totally on board.
Wow, he's fine. He's good.
Well, did you see the trailer for the Big Lebowski spinoff movie?
Mm-mm.
With like the,
Jesus?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
A trailer dropped, but it's only in all Italian for some reason. Like, the English trailer hasn't dubbed yet, but the Italian dub trailer has dropped. So I don't know what's going on in it, but it certainly looks like a Big Lebowski spinoff.
He's been trying to make that for a while.
I don't get it. Like,
that character's supposed to be a pedophile. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Well, it should be a fun movie then.
Nah, it should be a ball. It
should be a real romp.
Vin, you might know. You probably know as the host of WrestleRap.
Yeah, with Emilio Sparks, who jumps in on occasion.
Emilio Sparks presents WrestleRap starring Vin Forte.
he's got to get his name in there.
It's like the way the new Dark Crystal is still Jim Henson's
Dark Crystal, like featuring Kevin Clash.
Yeah. Oh, God. Could you believe that? That Kevin Clash was involved in that?
Oh, noted Elmo.
Noted Elmo.
God, I remember...
When you say it like that, it sounds so damning.
Well,
he's
Elmo
a noted Elmo.
Elmo did ruin Sesame Street.
Fuck so. Yeah, he did.
I remember we all watched that beautiful documentary on him, and then not a week later...
Yeah.
That's when the controversy hit.
What a love letter that was to him.
We watched it with our friend... She cried.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then a week later, we all cried.
And it shows, like, his wife. It shows him at his daughter's sweet 16. Like, oh, what a great guy.
Yeah, what a great guy. He came from, like, poverty and...
Right.
They show, basically, what was alleged in the deposition of, like, kids coming to Sesame Street and, like, him helping them out and blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out, like, one of those kids is the ones that...
Yeah.
He groomed. Fuck you, Elmo.
He groomed him like he groomed that red fur. Vin, you're here today on this Halloween episode 2, I believe. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about two subjects that are close to our hearts. We're going to talk about, and this was your idea, which I loved.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Halloween junk food.
Yeah.
Not necessarily candy you get on Halloween, although that's not excluded. But what you meant was the kind of like Well, now it's all pumpkin spice BS. But back when we were kids, there was, you know, God, what was the one I sent you recently? I sent you a picture of it. It was like a Munster's cupcake or some shit.
I think so.
Or a Frankenstein cupcake. It was orange.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking great.
Yeah, well, that was, they were like the staples. Like, there was like, anytime Hostess, it was like the sun dawning on a new day when you'd see the new, like,
yeah,
oh, there we go.
There it is. The Munster pack. The
Munster pack. But like, anytime you would see, like, Hostess come out with, like, the orange cakes.
Oh, God.
Or, like, the Oreos coming out with orange.
Oh, I was such a fat little kid, and I would eat so many. They'd be two, and I'd just eat them. So, I'd eat them both in one shot. And I was convinced that it tasted better.
Yeah,
because it tasted like Halloween.
Yeah, like, the orange Oreos got me every time. I was like, this is different.
Yeah.
We got something special here, like.
It is, I mean, only comes once a year.
Yeah, and then they like, and then they just like pump out the red ones for Christmas. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, I feel like all of this stuff has been changed to like pumpkin spice.
Yeah, well, I feel like people are rebelling against the pumpkin spice.
It's
now
a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's going from well, really, I'm trying to say like where the wave is going next.
I think pumpkin, it's going to crash and die.
Well, I think it's going to go back to apple spice.
Interesting.
Because I've already noticed, like, Dunkin' Donuts is, like, doubling down a little bit. Like, they have less pumpkin spice stuff, and they have more, like, apple cider kind of stuff.
What about baby spice and scary spice?
Well, those spices never go out of style.
Well, you got to get with my friends if you want to drink those spices. And imagine this is the kind of comedy you get on Pop Culture Manchildren, PCMC, available anywhere podcasts
imagine
are
that was,
found.
That was a song that, like, children were singing. And, like, when you really break it down, it's like, if you want to fuck me,
you got to be friends with my friends.
You got to... Okay. I always write it as, like, you got to get with my friends. Like,
you got to fuck all my friends
as well?
You got
to fuck all my friends before you get to me. Like, I'm the final boss, baby.
Well, I'm the final boss. Well, I never thought of it that way. I saw it in a much more wholesome way.
No, it was all, back then, it was all Spice Girls and Teletubbies, all the damn nation things.
Oh, God. When I think of Spice Girls, it's funny. The thing that comes into my mind more than anything is an MTV interstitial. It's black and white, and it's got fucking Dennis Leary, and he's doing his Dennis Leary from the 90s bit. And he's like, the fucking Spice Girls. And that's, for some reason, that sticks in my mind.
Oh, those fucking black and white, like...
Yeah.
Where it's just him with a cigarette, like, you can't smoke anymore. And then you go in, and you can't get the right type of coffee. The fucking Spice Girls are coming around. Yeah.
Frappuccino, Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Remember, like, that bit?
Yeah, remember that hacky bit? Like, remember when...
yes, Dennis Leary, I also don't like things.
Remember when Bill Hicks died? And then Dennis Leary suddenly got very popular.
Although I gotta say, I never really felt that he stole anything from Hicks. They both had a pretty strong, like, pro smoking bit.
Yeah,
which to me isn't, that's, it was a premise, not, none of the punchlines are the same. And Hicks was very cool and calm, where Dennis Leary was very, like, manic.
Yeah, but, like, imagine, this is what separates, like, today from 20 years ago, is that imagine Dennis Leary today, and we even give him the benefit of the doubt and say, like, Dennis Leary at age 30, whatever he was then, like, today, coming out with the asshole song.
Yeah.
Which, like, people fucking ate up.
Oh, my God. I had the single. I had, like, a single for that.
Yeah. It was like, oh, he's saying asshole. He's a big man. Look at him. And, like, but if he released that today, it would just be like, fuck is this?
Yeah, I know.
Or just like, why is he just, this guy's fucking angry.
Yeah. It's like a YouTube parody.
Yeah. Remember when Chris Rock did basically parody songs that, like, nobody really talked about and then, like, would get mentioned once?
Yes. I do remember that.
It was like No Sex in the Champagne Room.
Right.
And then he did one that was like an Outcast kind of thing.
Yes. Boy, that brings me back.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember he did that special where he was in like five different places at the same time.
Yeah, that was weird.
And like the punchline would come and you'd get it like five different times from like eight different angles.
Yeah. It was very, it's like you don't get what's good about comedy. Like pulling us out of the moment this way is really not a way to sell a joke.
Yeah.
All right, Vin, I want to rein this in.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so Vin, this was a really good idea you had. I said, when it comes to Halloween, you know, all of the co-hosts, they've got ideas. Janine wants to talk about Simpsons Trials of Horror. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother Anthony are going to talk about the Scream series.
Ooh.
Okay. And you said Halloween junk food. What to you, now when you think about yourself being a kid around Halloween time, what's the junk food that jumps out to you?
Again, anything that's like limited edition. Because that was like the first sign that the run of like Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas
yes.
was like upon us.
Yes.
Because before that, it's like maybe you get some 4th of July, like
yeah.
something's got sprinkles on it or something.
And like, it's red, white, and blue.
Yeah, it's red, white, and blue. But like other than that, Halloween really begins that season. Like once again, once you see the Oreos are turning orange.
Ah, yes. Once so it's you like see, to drive you, up to Connecticut and watch the Oreos turn yeah. orange.
Once you see the candy and caramel apple kits being put out.
Yes.
That like once you see like limited edition cereals.
What kind of cereals did you dig as a kid?
The other Count Chocula cereal, like the Frankenberry and Boo Berry.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love Boo Berry. Now they brought all of them back, but like for a while they were like very hard to find.
It was just Count Chocula, really.
It was just Count Chocula, really.
I feel like I've had, this is an odd thing, but I feel like I've only had Count Chocula once. And I don't think I've ever had Boo Berry.
Do they
taste like blueberries? Is that the...
I mean, no. It definitely has its own taste.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. The best, really, is you buy all three and you mix them.
Whoa. Chocolate and blueberry?
And the fruit, Frankenberry.
Frankenberry, yeah. Right. I don't think I've ever had Frankenberry either.
Yeah, they're all, like, good in their own way.
Yeah.
But then you mix them together and it just feels like... It feels like you're a kid, like you're just mixing and matching, like,
yeah.
the food that you want. And then there was also at one point, I think, like, a Yummy Mummy.
What was Yummy Mummy?
I don't know. I think it was more, and then, like, Fruit Brute, I think, was one of them.
Fruit Brute's one, yeah. Yeah, we've talked about that on the show before, Fruit Brute.
Yeah.
The extended family went on.
Similar, I think both of them were too similar to, like, Frankenberry.
Yeah.
Who, they didn't need to do this, but he looks like Al Franken. Like, he looks like Al Frankenberry.
Al Frankenberry. Do you think that was a conscious choice?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say someone was a really big, like, early SNL fan.
Over there at General Mills.
Yeah, yeah.
How about, do you remember this product?
Oh, the Vampire Pops.
Vampire yeah. Secrets. Kids, you're not going to believe what this was.
It's like a purplish black ice pop.
Right.
Then you bite into it and it's like all red and bloody.
Cherry sauce filter. It was really, it really was like black with like this dark crimson cherry and it was so sweet.
Oh yeah. That reminds me of the lollipops that I used to love around Halloween. You get the Deadheads. What? Where they were like black lollipops with like skeleton
yes!
things on them.
Yes.
And like as you would suck them, they would get like bloody.
Oh yes, boy, that was very macabre.
Yeah,
but I loved it. I loved that shit as a kid. I mean, said numerous times on the show that I love horror movies and stuff, but I always preferred like spooky Halloween to like scary Halloween. There's the 31 days of Halloween. I think Fox Family does it.
Yeah, but theirs is okay.
But they repeat a lot of stuff.
Not only that, but like. Their list is pretty, like, dubious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
it's got, like, Harry Potter in it, which, like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like, I remember a year or two ago, people called them out because, like, Batman Begins was in there.
Yeah, no.
And it's like, I mean, Scarecrow, maybe, I don't
That's
know.
That's a
like,
stretch.
Yeah, like, now you're just stretching.
And you don't need to play Hocus Pocus 8 times.
No, but you know what they should play? I would love to see a channel really dig in and do a whole bunch of... movies that were straight to VHS 90s Halloween specials. Like when you would watch VHS tapes and there would be like previews before for like
yes
Halloween, like there was the Casper movie that came out in the theater.
Yes.
But then there was like another one. There were like one or two more that were like their own thing that came out just like
I remember those
independently
yes.
around Halloween or yes. like episodes of cartoons that they would sell like bundled. It's like, here's all the Halloween episodes of Rugrats.
I eat
like,
that shit up, though. Anything that's special for Halloween, and that simple aesthetic of, like, black and orange,
yeah,
maybe throw a purple in there, it gets me.
Well, that's also, like, I love... You don't even have to change the food itself. Like, just give me, like, a zazzed-up mascot.
Yes.
Like, give me the honey. What is it? Like, give me the honey nut Cheerios bee, yeah, but like with a cape on.
I seem to remember him dressing like Bob Cratchit around the Christmas time.
Oh, maybe.
Wasn't there like a Scrooge, like an episode? I mean, like an ad with like Scrooge, and he's like, "Scrooge, eat some Honey Nut Cheerios." And he's like, "Hmm."
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I don't believe in capitalism anymore. What about See, this is since we're talking about junk food. And by the way, as a kid, I didn't have an apple till I was 41. It was just garbage all the time, because you know, I grew up in the 80s. And I don't know.
You had those Camel apple candies.
Yeah, I feel like my parents never, like, I don't know. They weren't hipsters. I doubt my parents ever sat down and talked about, like, should we let Mike have sugar? You know what I mean? Yeah. I bet it was, like, that's not the fucking. They were not having
Necco wafers for Halloween.
They were not having that conversation. So we would go to McDonald's a lot. Of course, I loved McDonald's. Mm. But when you think of Halloween and McDonald's.
Oh, my God. You think of the pails, the little buckets?
Oh, my God. Those pails. And I did a little bit of a research on the pails. By the way, they do it every couple of years. This year's not one. But the last time I did it was like 3 years ago. And they were like peanut, great pumpkin.
Ooh.
They do a little. Sometimes I want them to go back to the originals.
Isn't it really for like, it's like tied into UNICEF somehow?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't remember that. Oh, this is from a website called Laser Time.
Mm.
They were first introduced, the Halloween Happy Meal Pails were first introduced in 1986. Mm. And
I remember back then you would get the Happy Meal in the pail.
Yes. And the first year it was just three orange pumpkins with varying faces. Mm. But when I think of it, I think of the Green Witch and the White Ghost as well.
Yeah, those are very, like, when you think of, like, stock Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's got those, and then for the rest of the year, people just make potato salad and put it in.
Yeah, and I feel like if you go into Target now, you'll see kind of fake facsimiles of the classic McDonald's. It's such a simple premise.
Yeah, I was just going to put a fucking pumpkin face on a pail.
Right, and instead of, you know, the Happy Meal is, it's a cardboard box with cartoon on the outside, and here's your junk food, and we'll give you a little toy. How about we put the junk food in the pail, and then the pail's like the toy?
Yeah.
And then the pail, no matter how many times you wash it, smells like McDonald's, and I wasn't complaining.
Yeah. And then they had the McNugget toys.
Oh my God.
Where it was like the little McNugget creatures, like,
dressed
up as Halloween costumes.
Speaking of spooky Halloween, I tell you, nothing gets me like something dressed up as something else. Like, as you saw over there, I got Mickey and Minnie dressed up as werewolves. I love a chicken nugget dressed up as a Dracula.
Did the Burger King Kids Club do anything like that, or were they like too cool? Like,
oh my God, do you remember these? Speaking of, since we're talking about junk food and toys, Burger King in the 90s had Universal Monsters toys.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
There was the Frankenstein that came on the slab. Yeah. There was the Dracula that would be in the coffin and he would come up.
Yeah, this is, I still think my favorite Burger King toys, though, tying into Halloween.
Yeah.
And this is like past the nostalgia point. Like, this should not be a nostalgia. Like, but I think in like 2002 or 3, mm-hmm, like the early 2000s, they did Treehouse of Horror Simpsons toys.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like a haunted Krusty and like Bart, and like they had accessories. And
see, if they had that now, I'd go get it.
Yeah.
What was it? Probably it was the early 2000s. I was like, yeah, let's drink a 40. Do you remember? And this isn't necessarily tied into Halloween directly, but it kind of is. In the 1990s, in the late 90s, Dunkin' Donuts tried this thing, donut minis. It wasn't the Munchkins. They were like donut. They were donuts, but they were small. But they were all like, they weren't fluffy. They were like that sort of like old-fashioned-y cakiness.
Yeah.
And I guess they came out around Halloween because there was a lot of like, there were purple ones and orange ones and ones that look like spider webs. And I always think about like, again, it's just like it's stuck in my head. Like, it's Halloween. I wish I had some of those delicious Dunkin' Donut mini donuts. I used to have those. I remember when I went to junior high school, me and my cousin who lived a block away from me, we used to walk there. And we were, you know, which was pretty cool because our moms used to drive us. And now it's like, now we walk. We're men. And
we walked to get our mini donuts.
Yeah. Every morning we would go into Dunkin' Donuts and we'd get hot chocolate, which is like little kid coffee. And we'd both get like two mini donuts. And we were pretty fucking cool.
You walk right into school and be like, yeah.
Fuck.
Here's something, I'm going to divert from this for a second, because it just reminded me of something, like, I saw someone post this, and then, like, everyone in the comments, including myself, had the same exact thought that, like, this is not something real that happened. It just seems like this is something real that happened. It was, like, a GIF someone posted, and it was, like, because obviously I'm hosting WrestleRap, so I see a lot of wrestling GIFs.
Yeah.
And it was, like, Shawn Michaels strutting to the ring, and he was, like, holding his belt up in the air, and it was, like, that feeling when you go to a doctor's appointment and then come back at lunchtime and you got McDonald's.
Ah!
And it's like, I just wouldn't come back to school. Like, why would you even...
I feel like...
I've never encountered that before. Like, someone leaves in the like, before they go to school to go to a doctor's appointment and then just shows up at lunchtime with McDonald's.
That's really interesting because...
But it sounds like something that would happen.
Right, yeah. I both feel it deep in my soul.
Right?
But then, like, also can't recollect that ever actually happening.
Right?
Like, I remember, here's what happened with me and my brother a lot. When we were kids, we went to what they called CCD, which is like...
the Catholic...
Right. They would get
indoctrination.
You... Indoctrination. Yeah. And they were setting you up for...
for failure.
Communion. For failure. For communion. But you would... on Wednesdays it was, and you'd get out of regular school like an hour early, which I look back and I go, how the fuck was that legal?
Yeah.
Like, here, leave real school to go to fucking nonsense land. And every now and again... I guess my mother just was, like, lazy. She didn't want to have to, like, bring us somewhere for an hour and then pick us up again. Every now and then, we would get in the car, and the thrill of a lifetime, my mom would go, you know what, guys?
Let's just get McDonald's.
Let's just get McDonald's and go home. And me and my brother Anthony would be like, yeah! This is the best shit that's ever happened! Fuck God! Fuck God! We would chant. No, we wouldn't do that part. But we were, we were so, because we were both little fat boys, so we were so thrilled. And if it was around Halloween time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. My greatest, this is so me. My biggest CCD memory ever was, it was around Christmas, and they were like, we're all going to have a little treat. You all going to get a little toy prize. Mm. And they gave me, for like one of those pen toppers or pencil toppers, a little gremlin from Gremlins 2, the new batch. And, I lost it in the church, and I couldn't find it.
That gremlin's sitting under a pew right now.
I know. Fucking 10 years of that shit, that's the one memory I have. Oh, my God. I can't remember a goddamn thing. And by the way, none of those teachers were like real teachers. They would just get anybody off the goddamn street to just come and lead the class. One year would be like an 80-year-old woman who was very, very conservative. And the next year would be like some 20-year-old twit.
Yeah.
And like, it was just like, oh, it was such nonsense. But the best was when you ditch it and go get some Mickey D's, son. Yeah. Uh-oh. I got the fucking munchkin that's dressed up like a mummy. Did you ever have any existential issues with like the nugget people?
Oh, the fact that like I'm eating McNuggets,
right,
and then also playing with these little McNugget characters. Right,
because you had in the original McDonald's group, you had Birdie, who was a bird.
But made of like fries or something?
No, that was
Fry Guy.
That was Fry Guy. But they were all abstractly related.
Yeah.
Like Grimace, I think, is just the concept of gluttony. I don't know what he is.
Yeah, I don't know what Grimace is.
But you had Fry Guys, which kind of looked like pom-poms.
Yeah.
But the little Nuggets... They were nuggets. They looked like nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
But with eyes and mouths. And they would be like little puppets. And they were so happy for you to eat them.
Yeah. It's like, Mayor McCheese kind of freaked me out. Because, like, yeah. I think about the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, he's the greatest prize of them all. Like,
yeah.
Like, if the Hamburglar is, like, going to get a slap on the wrist. Like, imagine you're a living hamburger.
Yeah.
And someone named the Hamburglar is on the loose.
Yeah.
And he's looking to eat hamburgers.
Yeah.
What do you do at that point? Like, do you get protection? Yeah. Like, what, like...
Do you think the Hamburglar is somehow related to Wimpy from Popeye? Like, maybe, like, he just got sick at begging for burgers, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to go to a life of crime now.
Oh, maybe. No, because they had... For some reason, Hamburglar always had, like, that fucking Alfred E. Newman face.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a big, like, mascot head.
Yeah. Which, like, weird mascot.
Yeah.
Weird prisoner mascot.
If I directed The Founder with Michael Keaton, I definitely would have added 40 minutes on the creation of the McDonald Land characters.
Do you remember, like, 5 years ago when they tried to reboot the Hamburglar?
Yes, and they made him, like, sexy?
Yeah, they made, like, a sexy Hamburglar, like,
yeah.
Like, I'm going to steal your hamburgers. And you're like, ooh, please do. Like,
I don't know if any of them, I mean, I don't watch children's programming live. I watch it through Hulu.
It's just streaming. Come on.
But other than Ronald, do the others still around?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they are. I mean, I don't know. Because I remember all the commercials, like, they would just show up, like, different ones would show up in different commercials. It would always be like, oh, they're making a snowman, and all the Grimace, you ruined the snowman, you fat fuck. Like,
you
just,
piece of shit.
Yeah, you asshole. Like, and then every once in a while you get, like, Uncle O'Grimacy when they want to bust out the Shamrock Shake.
Yes. Do you remember Mr. Bones?
Maybe.
Wait, I have an image for you.
Oh, yeah, I remember Mr. Bones.
Mr. Bones were basically Smarties.
Yeah, but just, like, in a... The bones, like...
Right, they were shaped like bones, and they came in little plastic coffins that said Mr. Bones. And if you were a kooky kid like me, you'd want to, like, keep the coffin and, like, use it for, I don't know, God knows what. And it was like, I guess you could connect them.
But, like, who's going to take the time?
No, you just eat them. It was Mr. Bones.
Yeah, I wish there was still stuff like that. Though, I will say, like, people are, like, these snack companies are getting wise now, because they are putting out, like, way more, like, flavored stuff. Like, Oreos is the example I always go to, where it's, like, 20 years ago, you just had, like, the orange Oreo and the red Oreo. Now it's, like, every week they're pumping out new Oreo flavors.
Same thing with Kit Kats.
But yeah, Kit Kats.
And there's plenty we don't even get in this country because they don't even trust us with it.
No, yeah. Like, when I go to the Asian market, there's like 50 million Kit Kats. Right.
Like, green tea. Like, you dumb Americans don't want green tea Kit Kats.
It's like, no, they're delicious.
No,
like,
I certainly do, sir.
Yeah. Wasabi Kit Kats.
Yeah, that's the... Have you ever had a wasabi Kit Kat?
Yeah, they're not as spicy as you think, but, like, they're still... They still have heat to them. Like, it's a wasabi Kit Kat.
When you were a kid, you went trick-or-treating, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about candy. What kind of receptacle would you get your candy in? What kind of candies did you look for? How did you eat it? Just break down the whole situation.
Definitely the McDonald's pill.
Of course.
And then that eventually led to just like a bag, like just general bag.
I remember plastic bags.
Yeah, like you get smart, like you throw that fucking pail away. That can't fit. That pail can't fit anything.
Yeah, that's a keepsake. You leave that at home.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, it's not big enough. It really is not big.
Like you use it once and then you're like, fuck, I need to, like you go around the block and you're like, I need to empty this out.
Right.
And then.
Did you ever use a pillowcase though?
No.
I feel like maybe
I used a pillowcase.
I don't know. That's one of those weird Americana things. It's like, who did that? Who really used a pillowcase?
There was always the looming threat of like someone putting a knife in the candy for some reason.
The razor blade in the apple. When have you ever seen a fucking apple?
Yeah, like who's giving out apples?
Yeah.
Like there would always be the bitch that gave out pennies.
I remember the bitch. She lived. This is. You know what? I don't know her name, but I'm gonna put her on blast right now because she's probably dead. She was my grandmother's next door neighbor.
Wow.
And she was like kind of friendly with the family, but also kind of like sucked. And that bitch would just leave. She wouldn't even like give it to you. She'd like leave. She just had a bucket of pennies out there. Yeah. Like it was like an extreme take a penny, give a penny. I don't give a shit about this holiday.
Well, because when they do that. You are just gonna take one. It's just weird.
Who the fuck wants it?
Yeah, exactly. Because like, if it's quarters, that would be gone in a second.
Oh my god, that's insane.
People would just be like, the first person to get there would get all the quarters.
Yeah,
but like, Nobody's going to go through that effort for pennies.
It's like, hey, kids, throw out these pennies for me.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, can you just roll these up for me? And, like, I remember one house.
Mm-hmm.
This, I give out juice boxes.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
But here's the thing, like, if you're not going to trust an apple.
Yeah.
Like, my parents were like, you're not having the juice box.
Well, you know, a lot of that Stranger Danger shit that we grew up with in the 80s was complete just hysteria nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
The apple razor thing never happened. There's no known for... I saw a whole documentary on this. There's no case ever of that.
No.
And I'm of not the
giving,
poisoning...
I'm not giving your kids, like, loose bottles of Tylenol.
Right.
Like...
And of poisoning candy, there was, like... There's been, like, two, basically. And one was, like...
It's in the family, like...
Yeah, and then one, a guy killed his own kids.
Yeah.
And the cops were like, what happened? He was like, oh, we went trick-or-treating, and a black guy gave us... And the cops were like, what, a black guy?
Yeah, whoa.
And they fucking ran out the door with guns blazing.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be the guy murdered his own kids.
Turned around and murdered his family.
Yeah, he killed his own kids. he put poison in pixie sticks.
Oh.
So... you know, it's coming from with inside the house, my friends.
Yeah, it is.
It's not stranger danger, you know? But that's gotten really extreme now. I was working with...
Trunk or treat.
Yeah, trunk or treat. I have a friend who I was working with, my old job, and her kids did trunk or treat.
Oh, fuck that.
Have you ever seen trunk or treat?
I have. I've seen people, like, by the boardwalk, like, around Halloween, like, just pull... It was like they were about to do, like, a drug deal. Like, they got all the trunks open and, like...
Yeah, it looks like a gangster movie. Like, you open up the trunk and it's like... It's
what
like
do you got?
That Tarantino shot of with the camera inside the trunk.
Oh, Marcellus Wallace. Like, yeah. Just...
Yeah, it's trunk or treat, if you don't know, is... I guess all the parents at school or in the friends
church
group
or whatever, like get together in a parking lot and they just open up all their trunks where all the candy is.
Yeah, they put all the candy in the trunks and then the kid goes to each trunk and gets candy.
And each family brings home a different kid.
It is a simulation. That's how it works. It's a simulation of what trick-or-treating was.
Right.
But
you can still trick-or-treat. It's not like trick-or-treating doesn't exist.
Right. And statistically speaking, it's safer than it's ever been. People don't realize, not to get on a fucking rant here, but if you take, obviously we have greater rates of mass shootings, but take that out of the equation. Crime has consistently gone down in the United States in the last 30 years.
And your kids are smart enough now, like they have cell phones that like,
yeah.
Think about it, because the fear is, what, someone's going to grab my kid?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe like 40 years ago when... Your kid could be in the middle of nowhere and like no one's around and they've got no connection to like where that you are and you have no idea where they are.
Yeah.
But like your kid's got a GPS on them.
Yeah.
Like they know enough to like stay where the crowds are.
Yeah. You know, when
like
I was
someone's going to run and take them and then your kid's going to shout, hey, everyone, this guy's not my dad. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's Halloween. You're out.
Yeah.
Do you remember the wax lips?
Yes, the fang teeth one.
Yeah, what were you supposed to do with that?
I know with the bottles.
The bottle wax with the, because that's got the sweet juice inside.
Yeah.
That made perfect sense. But the wax lips, I was always like, is this a toy? Am I supposed to chew on this? I never quite got it.
I think that it was, I genuinely don't know, because I'm thinking like, well, yeah, you wear them and then you chew on them. But, like, I don't remember ever, like, chewing on them.
Other than pennies, what was one candy that whenever you got, you'd be like, fuck this.
Anything with coconut?
Yes. Know what I hated?
Any kind of, like, old grandma candy?
Yes.
Or it's just, like, this has just been sitting in a glass bowl for, like,
years. I hated circus peanuts.
Yeah, I could go for circus peanuts, but, like, not in... Like, I could go for, like, two circus peanuts, and then I'm good.
I always was like, what is this orange styrofoam that looks like a peanut? I hate it.
Well something
get
that
trash out of here.
Well, something that I like that, like, people seem to hate is, like, candy corn.
I love it, too. I was just having this conversation with somebody. Candy corn... Like, I was thinking about this. Candy corn is the most mainstream outlet for marzipan.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's basically... It's basically a mainstream, accessible version of marzipan.
Yeah.
You know what I had a way too many of, like, last week? They taste like, they're basically the same thing, but they are little orange pumpkins. Oh my God, I had like half a bag and I had a heart attack. Oh, they're so fucking good. I always love candy. I never got, I it's one of those things, it's like, it's a meme, like, fuck candy corn. It's like, candy corn's awesome.
I don't know, it must be like cilantro. Like, half of the people, like, taste it differently, I guess.
Maybe. To me, it's like, I like it. A delicious fucking treat.
Yeah, it just tastes like, it just tastes like a little waxy, a little chewy, like.
Yeah. To me, it was always like, I would go home and I would try to eat as much candy as I could that night.
Mm.
You know, watching Treehouse of Horror, you know, whatever was on, Roseanne. And I didn't like anything that slowed my roll.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, you know, chocolate, candy corn. And I'd be like, Jolly Rancher, not now. You're going to hold me back.
Yeah.
You're gonna, I'm on a roll right now. Yeah. Jolly Rancher, you could wait till tomorrow. Green Jolly Rancher, you just straight up fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I remember being a little kid and like being like, oh, I don't like that, to some woman, and my mom being embarrassed and being like, you don't say that to people. I was like, oh, I didn't like it. I don't want to fucking. I said to my mom, I don't want a fucking green.
Yeah, candy corn, I like. I don't get the big fuss about like people hating candy corn. I would get like small packs of Necco wafers.
Interesting. I don't think I ever got those.
Yeah, that's another one that like some people either love or hate. Like, I kind of like them. Like,
what about
great.
Jelly beans? I enjoyed a little jelly bean sack.
Yeah, yeah, those are nice. I remember getting like the little Starburst ones.
Yes,
those were good.
In your family, did you have like, my grandparents would like give you a Halloween card and like a little bag of like it wasn't a gift. It wasn't like Christmas. It was like a little thing.
It was like a little bag of like pretzels.
Yeah, exactly.
And it would get like, it would have like a card in it. It'd be like, get a free Frosty or something.
Right. And they'd look, that brings me to another point. But it would, like, your grandparents would be like, I want to see him in their costume. And you know what I mean? And then they'd be like, oh, you're adorable. But you just remind me of the fucking people that, instead of giving candy, they'd give the fucking coupon book.
Which, at the time, I hated. Now, I would love.
Well, now I'd be, you know, but at the time, I was like, thanks for this paper. I'm a child. I'm not going to the store.
Yeah.
You giving me a good deal?
Thank you.
I need candy right now.
Do you remember, well, this is only, I guess, only a couple years old. This isn't like, when we were kids.
Yeah.
But I think Wendy's, or maybe it was Burger King. No, it was definitely Burger King. Tried to get a little wacky with their Whoppers the past couple years. Uh-huh. And around Halloween time, they had this like black Whopper.
Uh-huh.
And they did it once.
Yeah.
And then immediately like discontinued it a week into the Halloween season.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
It was turning people's poo-poos different colors.
Yes, it was turning people's shit weird colors. But I think they still, I've seen that before. I think there's some chain in like Japan that has the black.
Oh yeah, because they use like squid ink or something for it.
Oh boy. That's cool. I never had one of those.
It was. I had one when they came out with them. It was actually like, it tasted pretty good. Like, it was like had like a little A1 sauce on it.
Interesting. I'm all for the Halloween treats. I feel like another meme is wanting full candy bars instead of
minis.
But again, I don't want my roll slowed. You know what I mean? I want a little bite of Butterfingers. Ooh, I want a little bite of Three Musketeers. I don't want to slow myself down with a whole thing.
You know what's a good discontinued candy? Butterfinger BBs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Butterfinger BBs, and then one that I saw before online that, like, I used to love and just completely, like, it's like I loved it. I blocked it out of my head for years, like, after they discontinued it. And then just, like, it all came back to me. Hershey S'mores bars.
Oh, God, I don't know if
I know
those.
It was, like, graham cracker on the bottom and, like, marshmallow in the middle and chocolate, like, on the outside.
That sounds fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I don't think I ever had that.
Oh, it was great. And then,
do you remember Hershey's Hugs?
Yes.
As opposed to Kisses, they were white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
That was when my love affair with white chocolate began. That's another thing. People either hate it or love it.
I like white chocolate.
I used to love white chocolate.
I used to love the Hershey's Cookies and Cream Bar.
Ah, yes. That's fucking good.
Yeah.
That is good.
M&M's a couple years ago did a, it was like white chocolate on the outside, but it was, on the inside, it was like a candy corn flavored.
Really?
And that was a couple of years ago they did that. And that was actually pretty good.
That sounds amazing,
One of my favorite recent Halloween treats where they knocked... I think this company knocked it out of the park, and I don't know why they haven't brought it back yet. But Twizzlers did candy apple Twizzlers.
Ooh, I think I had that.
And it was like green apple on the outside, and the inside of the Twizzler was filled with caramel.
Yes. I would love to... People would give like the single Twizzler in the, in the candy bag. Do you remember Pull and Peel?
Oh, yeah. Pull and Peels are amazing.
Pull and Peel. Because they were much softer than the regular ones.
They had a better taste. My favorite Twizzlers are Pull and Peel Watermelon.
Oh, man. I just want to go get some candy right now.
Yeah, just go get candy. Fuck that.
Like, you know, it's funny. When I was a little kid, I could eat a fucking bowl of candy and be fine.
Oh, now you eat, like, a little bit of it, and it's like, I gotta take some meds, like...
I crash, and then I feel heartburn, and then I'm lightheaded, and I just feel like what have I done?
Like, you ever eat some surprise candy, or, like, there's cake at work or something now? Yeah. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I'll have a piece of cake at work. And then, like, immediately you're just like, oh, what is going on? Like, it just kind of ruins your day.
Isn't that the sadness of growing up? When you're a little kid, Halloween's so exciting because you could go around and get a free candy and no one can stop you.
And you eat all of it. Right. If you want to eat all of it in the night, like, nothing's going to happen.
But as a grown-up, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to eat healthy today. And then you'll come in and they'll be like, oh, it's Karen's birthday. We're going to cake. And you'll be like, fuck.
Fuck you, Karen.
Because I'm not going to not eat it. Yeah. I don't want to be – first of all, I don't have willpower. Secondly – I don't want to be the one fucking weirdo who's like, what, you don't like Karen?
Yeah.
All right. I guess Mike doesn't like Karen. All right.
Put the word out. Send it out in an email.
So it's like, all right, I got to fucking... I recently at my job, we had a potluck.
Ooh.
It was fucking delicious. But that was another one. I was like, I know I'm going to be real fat today at work.
Well, that's like... And maybe this ties into Halloween. Maybe it doesn't. It probably doesn't. When I was a teenager, like, I loved spicy foods.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I could eat, like, spicy wings, like, all day. Now, like, if I dare get, like, spicy wings from somewhere, it's, like, two wings and I'm out and just, like, ooh, this is ruining my whole night.
God, being old sucks. I mean, when I was, like, 13, I was, like, you know, super fat. Never moved my body, just sat at home and fucking watched Fox Afternoon and ate fucking Dunkaroo after Dunkaroo after Dunkaroo. And I felt fucking great. Now,
Australia's greatest export.
I'm 36. I fucking eat healthy. I fucking work out. And I still basically always feel like death. I feel horrible. But I mean the constitution I used to, I remember the first time I felt like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
It was like freshman year of college. And me and my goofy friends were like, you know what? Let's fucking trick or treat anyway. It'll be a funny bit. You know what I mean? Like, no one will be angry.
You think until you get the looks from the parents.
But no, we put on something. We didn't have nothing on.
Okay.
We were. It wasn't like Simpsons with like Jimbo and his friends. Like we did the requisite wearing a hoodie on and a Jason mask. Like, there you go. That's something. I got a Freddy glove. And people enjoyed the bit. We got a bunch of candy, and then we came back to my house, and we were going to watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mm. And I ate all my God candy, and then like halfway through the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I was sick to my stomach. It was like I was sweating. You know, like when you get the fucking candy sweats, and it's like... Can you catch diabetes from one meal? Because this is going to happen. And that was like a real wake-up call. I was like, God, I must have been like 20 or something.
Yeah, the candy sweats. I've heard of the meat sweats, but the candy sweats.
I get fucking all sorts of sweats. Fucking the other day I had a fucking eggplant palm sweat. And I have a bald head, so it's like you can see
eggplant
it.
Eggplant palm
sweat. And it's like people look at you like, dude, what the fuck's happening? Are you dying right now? Why? It looks like you just fucking were in a sauna. And it's like, nah, I just had some candy. Oh, God. But I appreciate it more now. I was talking to Janine because she was talking about she brought her son to the zoo. Mm. And I was saying grown-ups like the zoo more because – when you're a kid, your life is full of whimsy, and you don't realize that you don't see monkeys every day.
Yeah, so and you're like, just so, like, yeah, there's monkeys here.
Right, like, the last time I went to the zoo, it was like a year ago, and I was more excited than I've ever been. Like, now, to me, it's like, I'm going to have candy. I think about it, I'm going to have candy. You know what I mean? Like, when I know candy's going to happen, and I can, like, eat a salad for lunch because there's going to be candy later. Speaking of the sweats, last week, have you ever been to Max Brenner's?
Oh, yeah, in the city, the chocolate bald man.
Oh, my God.
It's great. Did you have their chocolate pizza?
No, I didn't. I had the chocolate fondue.
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, man, they bring it to you like on these little, I guess they're like porcelain, and underneath there's like a candle. So, but I got the white chocolate, and my friend got the milk chocolate. And then they give you like a bowl of marshmallows and a bowl of like marshmallows and cookies. And they even give you a little fire so you can like make your own s'mores.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, but by the end of that meal, I was sweating. I was like, I don't know if it's the heat from this fucking fire or if I just got the white chocolate sweats.
Yeah, I remember going there, and like the gist of Max Brenner's is that like every meal has to have chocolate in it. It's like a big, it's like an Iron Chef challenge. Like, you have to incorporate chocolate into every meal.
You're absolutely right. It really is that.
And like even if you get like fries, you get like,
yeah, there's some powder,
like chili fries that have like chili powder and chocolate dusted on them.
But by gum, they do it.
They do it. And it's like, great. I remember the last time I went there, they had this like dessert pizza that was like bananas and strawberries and chocolate and marshmallow.
Oh, God.
It was all on like a graham cracker crust.
Yeah, have you ever had the hot chocolate in the hug mug?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The hug mug is like this mug that's formed for your hand, so you can like hold it with both hands and sip it. And their hot chocolate is basically just,
it's just melted chocolate.
It's just melted chocolate. You're just pouring it's down your stupid decadent face.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I went twice in the last year, and no, I went three times in the last year.
Wow, I haven't gone in years.
Dude, do yourself a favor. Smash cut to, I'm at your funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, like, man, I shouldn't have told Ben to go to Max Brenner's. Oh, God, another Max Brenner death. What was that place that people would die in? It was like some place in Vegas that had
the Heart Attack Grill?
Yeah, Didn't they, like, boast that we kill people?
Yeah, they had, like, the heart attack burger or something.
Oh, my God.
And, like, someone died, and they're like, yeah, well, you got the heart attack burger.
Yeah, we fucking told you.
Yeah.
Do you have to sign a release when you walk in there?
I don't know. It's like those places that, not to go back to wings, but, like, I feel like there's tons of wing places out there where they go through the whole rigmarole of, like, you want our hottest wing, you gotta sign this release. Like,
Go fuck yourself.
Then we put a little dab on there, and that's all you get.
Ghost pepper.
Yeah.
Anything with ghost pepper is like, oh, this is like a bit. Like, this isn't even food. Why? I wasted my money. Every time I've done that, I've been like, oh, I wasted my money. This is for this bit. Yeah, because
it's just like something, like the best heat in a meal is like when it also tastes good.
Right. Do you watch Hot Ones? The show about hot wings and hotter questions?
Yes.
They had Alton Brown on. And yeah, he was breaking down like what makes it good or not.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's good when there's a sweetness, it's good, you know.
Alton Brown is a fucking dom daddy. Let me tell you something.
Oh my God, he's fucking great.
There's like a theory going around online, because like, just the way he acts and like the way he's like always like assertive and in control.
Yes.
Like, even in that interview in Hot Ones, he's like, no, this one's no good. Like, this one's
Yeah.
Like, I watched a video of him once, like, trying a bunch of Cubanos.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I don't like that lettuce in there, but we'll try it anyway. And then he's, like, going in on it. And he's, like, being very, very, like, critical, but also very dry.
Yes.
And then, like, on whatever show he hosts, like, there was, like, a clip of him, like, I don't know where, what they needed this for the challenge, but they needed, like, a spreader bar.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they're, like, showing him, like presenting the spray bar,
yeah.
And like, all the comments are just like, oh, he knows exactly what he's doing. Like,
oh, shit.
Like, Alton Brown's got some secrets. It's not just that he's a devout Catholic.
You think, like, when he fucks you, he, like, gives you, like, history? Like, like, he's like,
this position was invented by the Romans.
The Kama Sutra was actually first published on papyrus in whatever year. And I'm about to fuck you in the ass. Yeah. And the first pegging depicted in ancient Greek. So
to make the perfect lube. You get it? Then he just goes into a whole thing on making lube.
Like, no, they'll tell you to buy the store-bought lube. But I tell you, you make your own lube at home.
You know, this lube says San Marzano on it, but you can't be sure, because the real San Marzano lube is only sold in Italy.
Oh, God. There needs to be an Alton Brown porn parody called Good Meats.
I'm sure there's an Alton Brown porn parody.
I hope so. There's hope so.
I'm sure Wood Rocket, get on that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. The candy would last probably about a week. You know, because the first night would be crazy, and then it would just be there. And then it would be just, like, picking it little by little.
Do you remember, speaking of segueing from, like, Alton Brown, the Food Network and, like, their Halloween programming?
Oh, my God. I'll watch 9 hours of people making spooky cupcakes.
Yeah. Or, like, Unwrapped, where it's like, we're going to show you how, like, all your favorite candy companies, like, make their shit.
Oh, God. Food Network around Halloween is fucking great.
It's almost as good. And, like, Al Roker would have some kind of special.
Of course he would. And today's guest judge, Elvira. Like, what does Elvira know about pastries? But I'm down. By the way, talk about Elvira. She looks great.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know how old she is.
I think she just turned like 65 or something, and she still looks phenomenal. Looks Cassandra Peters. Perfect. She's great.
Some people age backwards.
Her Julie Louis-Dreyfus. Julie
Louis-Dreyfus.
Patrick Stewart.
Yes. Katie Seagal.
Yes. I might even say
Jennifer Tilly.
Yes. Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver never looked hotter than in Galaxy Quest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dame Helen Mirren.
What about Dame Catherine Judy Dench? Ooh, there's a real spicy meatball. My favorites, though, were any chocolate peanut butter mix up.
Oh, yeah.
Like the little, not the flat big Reese's where it comes in two, but the little Reese's that are like real like cups.
Yeah.
And they're like, with the foil.
Size, yeah.
And you could just like, you open the foil and then you take off the little cupcake wrapper and you just pop it in your goddamn mouth.
Yeah. Now those come in like tubes that you just like fucking. Right. Because they have the
mini ones now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. So good.
Which I once watched a video online of someone like, it was one of those like, hey kids, here's how to sneak food into school. And it was like someone cleaning out like a glue stick.
Yeah.
And like you basically like you twist the whole thing up, you take the glue stick out, you twist it back down, and you put those tiny Reese's cups like in there. And then like when no one's looking, you like twist it up and just like take one.
Boy, that is depraved.
I know. I got to send you this video. It was like, because the whole thing was like, it's framed as like, hey, this is fun, prank, whatever, like do like get away with eating in your classroom.
Yeah.
But it went from like, okay, that's okay. That's like kind of reasonable.
Yeah.
And then it was like, now here's how you're going to eat your Hot Pocket in the middle of it. And it was like, the amount of work to like get this fucking Hot Pocket.
Oh, God.
It was like, it was like an art case. Uh-huh. And like, you had to like cut some construction paper and like glue it in there so that there was like a space with a hot pocket.
That's sad.
And then like, and the construction paper was that like covered it. So I have someone like, yeah, if your teacher comes by, you just like slip it out a little and go, oh, there's nothing in here.
It's just
colored. Like you had to cut off colored pencils and like put them at the front of it.
Did Jim Gaffigan make this?
Like, yeah, I don't know. It was just like, yeah, you want to eat your Hot Pockets in class? The stupidest one.
Did you like Hot Pockets? I loved them when I was younger.
Sometimes. Some Hot Pockets. Some of them I don't think tasted good.
The two kings were ham and cheese and pepperoni pizza.
See, I liked the cheeseburger one.
I liked it, but it was not a go-to for me.
Okay.
Did your high school have Hot Pockets ever?
No.
I went to a public high school and we had a Hot Pocket day.
What? That's weird that, like, Hot Pockets has an in with high schools.
Yeah, we had a fucking Hot Pocket day. And let me tell you something, it was the buzz of the school.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so.
Fucking Hot Pocket day? You'd bring extra money, you'd get extra Hot Pockets? Oh, my God, it was the shit. Do you know what really fucking grinded my gears? Do you remember the, and you get these all the time, I feel like they only were around for Halloween, they're lollipops, but instead of a stick, it's like soap on a rope. It's like,
oh, it's like the stick that like curls into the right lollipop. It's like,
here's the lollipop, you know, the actual candy, and then there's like a white rope loop that's in it.
Yeah, that was like, I think of those when I think of like candy you get from like a dentist.
See, my dentist always gave stickers because he'd be like, oh, candy's bad for your teeth.
Or like, those were the cheapo lollipops that you get in the fucking bucket at Perkins.
Yes. You know what fucking, I feel like, was always ended up being unpleasant? Push pops.
Yeah, because like,
You're sucking on them, and then
you put your finger in it, and like the spit is like coming down the
push-pop. Your finger would get all sticky and wet. It never worked the way you wanted it to.
No.
Ring pops, though.
Oh, ring pops.
Those were fucking great.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
Then, like, they tried to perfect that and do like the flip pop.
Yes.
Which, like, those were really, that seemed like some next level shit.
Don't listen, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Ring pop people. All right, let's take a break and eat some candy, and we're going to come back, and I think we're going to talk about the Munsters.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Pop Culture Man Children PCMC. I'm the host, Mike Buongiorno. I'm here today once again with my good friend, Frightful Vin Forte.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Vin.
It's good. I believe we're going to talk a little bit about the first family.
The first family of...
of America.
Of America.
Yeah.
The Munsters. Not monsters.
No, Munsters.
Munsters. So... I have been thinking about the Munsters all week in preparation for today. I went and rewatched the pilot, the one that aired, not the first one that they shot with the Marilyn that they didn't like. And I even watched some of the awful first theatrical film.
The Munsters Go Home?
Munster Go Home.
Yeah.
Munster : Go Home, which is not good. I prefer the second movie, The Munsters' Revenge.
Yeah.
Do you remember? That was a TV movie. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
That's the one where the bad guy is Sid Caesar. And he runs a wax museum, but really, at night, the wax statues come to life and rob people. And two of them look like Grandpa and Herman. And wouldn't you know it, they get arrested, and they've gotta prove themselves innocent.
Sounds fun.
So... what's your relationship to the Munsters?
I remember the Munsters being on Nick at Night.
Yes.
And they would do, like, I remember first it was just the Munsters, and then they would pair it in, like, an hour-long or two-hour-long block with the Addams Family.
Interesting. I remember Nick at Night did Block Party Summer.
Yeah.
Where, basically... 5 days a week, it would just be like, here's all Munsters, here's all Welcome Back Cotter, here's all Taxi.
Yeah.
And it would just be like little mini marathons, and I love the Munster one.
Yeah, because the Munsters are always like a little wacky.
Well, you bring up the Addams Family. I guess the question is always like, Munsters versus the Addams Family.
I think the Munsters was an actual show.
What do you mean by that?
Like, it felt like a sitcom. Addams Family never really, I don't know, like, Addams Family just never like grabbed me.
The Addams Family, I think, is thought of as the classy choice.
I think that...
because it's less parody.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I maintain that if the movies from the 90s didn't take off...
yes.
That the Addams Family, like, we wouldn't even be getting a new movie now. Like, we
absolutely. Wouldn't... the 90s movies, I think, is probably the apex of the Addams Family.
Yeah.
The Addams Family is more satirical... and the Munsters is more parodic and slapsticky, which I think that the Munsters has a lot of charm. I certainly liked the Munsters more as a kid.
Yeah.
They kind of copied one another in a way. Well, the Addams Family came out first. Like, in the pilot for the Munsters, one of the things that they changed was they felt that the wife was too much like Morticia. And also, the Addams Family... which, by the way, their name wasn't Addams Family. It was
Addams's family.
Right. Charles Addams was the artist who did the comic of it. Or, like, the cartoon. It was, like, New Yorker cartoons. And the whole joke was, like, weirdo Europeans. They're so different and weird from us.
But yeah, Munsters were, like, actual monsters.
Well, Munsters was, like... it was like Universal was like, hey, we've done it all. We've made a million sequels. We've had Abbott and Costello meet them all. Mm-hmm. What can we do now with our intellectual property? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's do a sitcom.
Yeah.
Because there was, you know, back when there was only a few networks, there would be these weird trends. Like, there was the trend of hillbillies.
Yeah.
Beverly Hillbillies and Green Acres. But then... around the time of the Munsters, there was Bewitched, and there was My Favorite Martian, and it was like kind of like weirdo,
high concept, like, yeah, sci-fi kind of
fantasy stuff. And the Munsters, I think the pilot was filmed in color, but then they were like, no, let's do black and white, which is so much better. The Munsters belongs in black and white.
Yeah, that's why, like, the movies don't really...
Right, I agree. Work.
And, like, you see Grandpa Munster in the makeup in the movies, and it's like...
You see the makeup ending at his, like, neck?
Yeah.
It's just no good.
No.
The Munsters premiered in 1964, and it only had two seasons.
That leads into some trivia that I was going to bring up.
Well, yes?
Do you remember the Munsters today?
You fucking bet I do.
That ran longer than the original Munsters.
The Munsters today was an 80s revival of it, which premiered in 1987. Do you know what the premise of that show was, though?
Oh, wasn't it that, like, they blow up or something, and, like, they wake up in the 80s?
Yeah, Grandpa Munster is like, I built all these... It's very sweaty concept. He's like, I built all these coffin sleep chambers.
Yeah, and then they fuck up and they wake up in the 80s.
Right, and the first part of the pilot is in black and white.
Yeah.
And then they go and they fall asleep and then they wake up and it's color in the 80s. And I don't know how long they went with the concept, but the pilot at least is filled with a lot of out of time jokes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Ronald Reagan's on the TV. That's weird. Like, so it had another layer of something going on. But that was the one where the grandpa from Gilmore Girls was Herman and fucking nobody was grandpa.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Oh, wait. No, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. The 90s attempt at a revival had the grandpa from Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
That was a TV movie called Here Come the Munsters.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I fucking loved. It premiered on Halloween night in 1995, and it was a backdoor pilot, and oh god, I fucking loved it. Yeah, so there were more episodes of the Munsters today. That's like there was more episodes of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, the new class.
The new class than there was the original Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck was watching the new class.
I was. I was into all those.
But, like, I'm always fascinated by stuff that, like, way outlives the original version, but does not have the same cultural, like, resonance.
Right, absolutely.
Like Munsters Today. Like, who the fuck was watching Munsters Today?
Yeah.
But, like, somehow more episodes than the original Munsters.
Yeah, absolutely. The Munsters was actually developed as a cartoon originally. By the way, later on they attempted to make a cartoon called The Mini Munsters. There was an animated pilot made in 1973, and it was called The Mini Munsters because, oddly, in the canon of this, they made Eddie a teenager and he was a drummer, and then they introduced some, like, cousin monsters, and Eddie and the cousins make a band.
Okay.
Because it's a cartoon in the 70s, there's got to be a rock band. And they were called the Mini Munsters.
Okay.
And the sad thing is, none of the original voices, except Grandpa Al Lewis. Grandpa he was always a part of it.
I love Grandpa Al Lewis.
You gotta love Grandpa's.
Well, because here on Staten Island, there was Grandpa Al Lewis had a comedy club called Grandpa's.
Yes.
And, yeah, that's all I remember of that. It's just it existed.
I didn't live here as a kid, but I imagine as a kid I wouldn't be going to a comedy club anyway.
Oh, it's funny. Like, I remember seeing, because it used to be, like, right off of New Dorp Lane, and, like, I just remember always seeing that big purple awning with Grandpa Munster's face on it.
Oh, God. Would Grandpa hang out?
Oh, yeah. From what I remember, like, from what I remember hearing, like, he would always hang out there. He would always get drunk, from what I heard, but, like...
Oh, that's a sad story. What about in 1998, 2 years short of his 90th birthday, I got this from, I think, somewhere online, Grandpa Lewis ran as the Green Party candidate...
That's right.
...for a governor against George Pataki. He campaigned against the death penalty, called for a reform of drug laws, while fighting an ultimately unsuccessful legal battle to have his name appear on the ballot as Grandpa Al Lewis.
Yeah.
He collected more than 52,000 votes.
That's... You know what? That's simultaneously a small amount of votes, but a shockingly large amount at the same time.
No, that's a good amount. When you think about Elder Grandpa Al Lewis, you have to think about his connection to the Howard Stern show.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'd be on all the time, and Howard Stern loved the Munsters. And he would have him come on as Grandpa. And, oh, God, it was all like this old man making creepy sexual non sequiturs. I was watching a clip of the Channel 9 show recently, and somebody says something about, like, gifts, and he looks at Robin's boobs, and he's like, oh, I see Robin's got gifts. And everyone's like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then there was, of course, the famous moment.
Oh, when he yells, fuck the FCC.
Fuck the FCC. Yeah, because Stern had a rally early on, like, against the FCC because he was being fined. And Grandpa was there, and he addresses the crowd, and he's like, we're all here for a reason. And everyone's cheering, and he's like, that reason is to say, fuck the FCC. Yeah. And this is on radio, and you see Howard Stern, like, fucking grab for the mic and freak out. Fuck the FCC. Oh, Grandpa.
I would love to hear Grandpa. If he was still alive today, he would have a podcast.
Oh, my God. Grandpa's podcast?
Yeah, like live from Grandpa's Tavern or something.
You were telling me something funny about Grandpa when you were a kid.
Oh, I always confused him and Mayor Ed Koch.
I feel like I did, too.
But, like, specifically Ed Koch from that weird time that he hosted the People's Court?
Yes. Well, he's got on the black thing, so, you know, he looks a lot like him.
Exactly. But, like, they both look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And then, like, one went on to continue being Grandpa Lewis.
Yeah.
And the other went on to do movie reviews online.
You know, I love the Munsters in a sort of nostalgic sense, but it's not good, really. Like, you watch it and, like, I'd say 90% of the jokes don't work at all.
Mm.
And I tried to watch that movie that came out. It was, like, literally it was the same year as the year they got canceled.
Yeah.
They just immediately made a movie very cheaply. And the movie doesn't have a laugh track. And
that kills a lot of it.
Probably. Oh, God. Is it painful? Because they'll make the same corny jokes and just nothing. And
if no one's laughing.
Right. At least the TV show has a laugh track so you can pretend like it was funny.
Yeah, that's always weird when, like, you're used to the laugh track and then all of a sudden it doesn't. It doesn't have it. That's that old Leslie Nielsen thing about, like, you know, you need the shows that have a laugh track, it's literally there to tell you when to laugh. And then when you take it away, all of a sudden, like, you have to actually think about what you're watching.
Yeah.
And when you think about what you're watching in terms of the Munsters, it's like, what am I really watching here? Like,
yeah. I watched the pilot, or not the pilot presentation, but, like, the original pilot that aired. And there was one joke in it that actually made me laugh. And it's not even delivered by a Munster. The first episode is Marilyn's got this new boyfriend. Remember, Marilyn was the daughter who they treated like she was the black sheep, and she was so unattractive, but she was really, like, really pretty.
Yeah.
And she's named Marilyn after Marilyn Monroe. And she's got this boyfriend, and the boyfriend, you know, I guess he's trying to fuck her. So he invites her to his family's masquerade party. And to get in good with Marilyn, he invites the whole Munster gang.
Oh, yeah, and then they show up, and they think, oh, these are great costumes.
Right, right. Like, and the father's dressed like basically Frankenstein, and Herman's like, he's a good looking guy. But there's a scene with the kid talking to his parents, and he's trying to convince them to invite the Munsters. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, I really want to impress this girl. And he says to, oh God, what is it? He says to his dad, you know how it is with girls. And then the father goes, I haven't known how it is in years. And I genuinely laughed at that line. I was like, all right. That's a bit. That's a good bit.
It's a saucy line for 1963.
Right. But that was,
I haven't fucked my wife in years.
Yeah, basically. But that was it. I did a little bit of a study, okay? There are three kinds of Munsters jokes.
Okay.
The first kind is opposite jokes. And opposite jokes, you also see this highly in the Addams Family as well. It's up is down. Down is up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful outside, but it's raining. The most insanely egregious of them is from the Munster Go Home movie. You see Grandpa, he takes out a banana, and he peels the banana, and then he takes the banana and throws it out, and then bites the peel. And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? You're supposed to be a vampire.
Yeah.
Like, it was just meaningless. So that's a good third of the comedy. Then the other kind of jokes were puns. Like, they, you know, we weren't dug up yesterday.
Yeah.
Or a lot of shit like that. Like, oh, you're a good man. Actually, I'm several good men. Because he's a fucking Frankenstein, everybody. And then the third was the slapstick of people seeing the monsters and freaking out.
What?
Right. Like, their glasses would break. Their tie would roll up. Their hair would stand on end. And then they'd do a Benny Hill fast motion run out of the house.
That I kind of like, though.
Oh, you gotta love that. You know what's really weird, though? This is going to sound crazy. The first season has more satire. And the second season got more, it was more that shit. Because in one of the early episodes, I think it might be episode 2, they show the Munster's neighbor and she's like, oh, those people in this neighborhood, you know what they're like. And it's like, holy shit, are you trying to say something, the Munsters?
Yeah, are you trying to say that?
Yeah, like,
Munsters
like,
are black?
Like, she's talking about the Munsters and like, it's like, is this Norman Lear's The Munsters?
Yeah. Sammy Davis Jr. is gonna come in and like kiss her and watch.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing like every serious turn from All in the Family, but it's done with the Munsters.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the one where Edith gets where Edith gets assaulted.
Somebody tries to rape Grandpa Lily.
Munster. Trying to assault Grandpa Munster.
Just or imagine like Grandpa using the N-word.
Or like the end of the episode. Of that one All in the Family episode where they look outside and, like, someone's burning a cross. But it's the Munster.
Would you remember the episode of All in the Family where, like, there's a car bomb at the end of it?
Oh, I think that's what I'm thinking of. Where, a car explodes and it was like, they find out it was, like, the Jewish neighbor's car or something.
Right, but imagine it's just an old man.
It's the Dracula.
In blue makeup. Oh, Dracula.
Like, someone blew up the Dracula.
Well, the Munster's car was like this interesting looking, like it was kind like of a hearse, kind of a hot rod.
Yeah.
And then that was so popular and they made model cars of it.
Yeah.
So, and kids love them. And then after that, they were like, well, let's make a new one. And that was the Dragula. And that was Grandpa's Drag Racer.
Yeah.
And of course, immortalized in the Rob Zombie song, Dragula.
Yeah.
Where you dig through the ditches and burn through the witches. And, it's amazing because before cable, before the internet, when there was really just like a couple networks, shows could become so big. The Munsters had 2 seasons. In the middle of season 1, it became so big that there were Munsters Cheerio commercials, there were Munsters toys, Munsters models, there was a Munsters record, all half a season in.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's crazy to think. I don't think this happens anymore. But, like, anything from the 50s through 70s that was anything at any point eventually got collectible plates that, like, your aunt owns.
Oh, absolutely.
And Munsters absolutely fits that bill.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember my grandma and my aunt having, like, I Love Lucy collector's plates, like, hanging up in the kitchen.
Oh, God, yes. And by the way, do you know what killed them in season 2? What premiered opposite them on a different network that destroyed them?
Bewitched?
Batman. Ooh. became their competitor and it stole their audience. And that was it. They were canceled. Yet they made a movie for some reason.
Like,
oh, that movie's god awful. We haven't talked about this yet. Maybe the best theme song in TV history.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, like, maybe that's the most enduring thing. And it's, you know more about this type of music than me. It's sort of like Beach Boys-y kind
of like surf rock.
Yeah, yeah. It's oddly, like, not gothic.
It's trying to be, like, hip to the cool kids, like, sound of that time.
Yeah.
Like, the Munsters, like, hey, we're telling you the Munsters are cool.
Do you know there's a version of it where there's dialogue And they're like, we're the Munsters. Bah,
bah. I think I've heard this.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, you hear it and it just fucking gets you, like... You hear the Munsters theme and it's like banana. You're like, yeah, yeah, it
works. Like the Munsters is coming on.
Oh fuck yeah, this is...
Munsters beach party, baby.
I mean, look, I've been making fun of how shitty it is, but it endured for a reason because it had. First of all, let's talk about good things about the Munsters. All right,
yeah.
Number one, the three leads are fucking going for it. Yeah. They are really trying hard.
Oh, Fred not, Gwynn is like fucking oh my God. Into it.
They're all really going for it. Yvonne DiCarlo, who had been like a bombshell, like serious, beautiful actress, mm-hmm. she's going for it. Grandpa is going for it.
Yeah.
They're not taking it seriously, but they're seriously giving it their full effort.
Yeah, they're a believable family unit.
Yes. Well, you had Al Lewis and
Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn had also starred in the show Car 54, Where Are You?
Oh, that's true. So they already knew each other.
Right, they were partner cops. And
it's like the original Ice-T and Belzer right there.
Absolutely. Oh, God, that's a show I can't watch.
Really?
No, not SVU. I'm talking about Car 54.
Oh, okay.
And another great thing is the production design.
Oh, it looks great.
It was the people who did the Universal movies.
Yeah.
They were, you know, the movies had sort of hit their...
So they just had access to all this old shit.
Right. I was looking at the credits, and the makeup, it says Bud Westmore. And it wasn't really Bud Westmore. At that time, makeup was this very weird thing where if you were the director or head of the makeup department, you'd get the credit.
Yeah.
So Bud Westmore got all the credit, but it wasn't really Bud Westmore. Mm. But the fact that it says Bud Westmore in the credits indicates to you this is that time.
Yeah.
This is the time of Universal and they're creating these iconic monsters. And, you know, like, it took them hours to get into the makeup to do each episode. And just the production is great. You know, for a sitcom, there's so much happening practically. There's the fire. There's Spot, the dragon that lives under the – who's constantly yeah. – there's sound effects. There's cuckoo clocks that a bird comes out and says, fuck you. There's, like – there's so much happening. There's effects and there it's really, like, you can see the money on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
As corny as it is, and as outdated as it is, I still feel like it's...
It's super charming.
Yes, exactly. That's the perfect word. It's infinitely charming because it doesn't think it's serious either.
No.
And,
no, it knows what it is.
And I do think there's something to the fact that even though they're creepy, they're like a good family.
Yeah.
They're not like... they're not assholes to each other.
No.
Now, Eddie... Him I don't care for.
Eddie, didn't he, what did he go on to do? Nothing?
He went on to do a lot of, like, conventions.
Hi.
Who's more of a bummer? The dude who played Eddie Munster or the dude who played Will Robinson in Lost in Space?
Oh, God.
I feel like they have very similar career paths. Or Burt Young, who played Robin.
Oh, Burt Ward?
Burt Ward.
I would say Burt Ward, because Burt Ward goes around, like, telling stories about how much he fucked.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, he had that weird book where it was, like...
just, like, covering his dick or whatever.
Yeah, it
like,
was his cod piece yeah. as Robin.
It's like, listen, Burt Ward, whatever. Like, I'm sure you were hot stuff back when you were the boy wonder.
Yeah, I know.
And you and Adam West were double teaming ladies.
No one needs to hear about this.
Yeah, I don't need to hear about it. You don't need to. God doesn't need to hear about it. Like,
this is what I was just thinking about. Bud Westmore. I in a previous episode talked about the book, The Lady from the Black Lagoon, Hollywood Monsters and the Lost Legacy of Millicent Patrick. Millicent Patrick, it was a great book, by the way. Mm-hmm. Millicent Patrick was an artist at Disney, one of the first female, like, actually had things to do. And then she worked at Universal. She designed the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Mm.
And she was very beautiful because she was also an actress. Bud Westmore, who was just an alcoholic asshole, he took all the credit from her and fired her.
So he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
But he is credited as the makeup artist for the monsters, which means he wasn't doing it, but no. He got all the credit. And by the way, back then, like, they've really advanced in how they could do makeup. It's all lighter. It's all healthier. Like, back then, it could fucking kill you. Like, back, you know, look
at... what's back then, it was like, fucking, we're gonna put this asbestos paste on your face. Like,
remember, like, we've all heard this Hollywood story.
Oh, the gold lady? The woman from the James Bond movie that, like,
oh, no, was no, in what are you talking about? No, I don't know that one.
Oh, this was, like, this isn't true, but, like, there was an urban legend for a long time that, like, the gold paint that they used, like killed her.
Well, one that is true is Buddy Epson, who played the patriarch on Beverly Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. He was originally cast to be the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, but the makeup that they used to make him the Tin Man,
like,
almost fucking killed him, and then they had to hire someone else. Like, nowadays, that shit doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like,
unless you're fucking John Landis and you don't give a shit about your production.
Uh-oh. Let's put a helicopter inside a soundstage.
Yeah. Let's hire illegal immigrants to...
Oh, is that... What happened there?
He hired... Well, that was also part of it. He hired, like, undocumented workers who weren't supposed to be...
Really?
In the room, or like, or what were they experienced doing? Just like PA stuff.
Oh, interesting. Did some of them die?
I don't.
No,
think
no, no.
So.
Only two people died, right? A kid. Oh,
well, the two kids.
You see somebody's head fly off. If you watch the footage, which you can find easily, you see somebody's head fly off.
Really? Because I've seen the footage. I haven't noticed.
Watch it.
I mean,
watch
you have to, I'm sure you have to look for it. Like,
watch it a bunch of times. You see... Well, first of all, it's gruesome, but also it's so fast, they didn't know they were dead. Like, it literally was just like, you're alive, now you're not.
Like, you really... If you're not looking for it, you just see a helicopter go down. Like,
you see something fly off, and that's a head.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Do you remember a couple years ago... Who was it that did this? Some shitty band used the Munsters theme in a song.
Oh, I think it was Fall Out Boy.
And the song is called Uma Thurman, which is...
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's a fucking hat on a hat on a hat on a hat.
I mean, look, they're the ones who did the new Ghostbusters theme, so...
Well, that movie, oddly enough, they had, like, five different themes, like, one in Japanese. Like, that thing was like, we're not going to remake it once, we're going to remake it a bunch of times. Yeah, it was Fall Out Boy.
And I genuinely like early Fall Out Boy. They're one of those bands, like, bands now do this weird thing where they're, and I'll just use Fall Out Boy as an example, where, like, they're around in their peak, and they're, like, one type of band, and then they sort of go on hiatus for, like... 8 years.
Yeah.
And then come back and all of a sudden, like, want to fit in with, like, the bands of today.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Like, they were very good at being, like, out of all the, like, sort of pop emo bands of that time, like, they sort of got the most mainstream appeal.
Do you think there's a way to reboot the Monsters? Oh, we haven't talked about the attempt to reboot it, like, 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, Mockingbird Lane.
Mockingbird Lane with Eddie Izzard as Grandpa.
Yeah.
And Portia de Rossi as...
Marilyn?
Yeah. No, as the wife.
Oh.
And fucking... What's his name? Chris O'Connell as Herman.
Yeah.
And they did a pilot of it and they aired it as a Halloween special.
Yeah, because they didn't end up using it.
Yeah. I watched it. It had potential to be something interesting. It was produced by the person who did Pushing Daisies.
Yeah.
And he had an idea, I think, of what he wanted to do with it. But
because it's just a pilot, you're not going to see, like, how it fleshed out.
Yeah, yeah. And there's really no way to win with that. Like,
no.
If they play your pilot as a special, it's just like they're dumping it. Because no one episode's going to get enough ratings that they're going to go... Oh, let's make it a series.
Yeah, it's not like that's going to air on Halloween and then all of a sudden, like, oh my God, we got to green light this.
Yeah. But do you think there's a way to do it?
There's got to be. I would imagine it would have to be like in almost, I could see it being almost like an Office style show.
Like a document. Wait, What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
kind exactly. of it, isn't it?
That would be it. It would be what we do in the shadows.
Yeah, it would be like, here's a documentary of these monsters. That's kind of it. Yeah. So you could do it.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't like Seth MacFarlane rebooting the Flintstones.
Yeah, yeah. I still think that that could work. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Now somebody else is rebooting the Flintstones. I forget
who.
Let's
stop rebooting the Flintstones. Let's yeah. stop. This is not a nut that we need to crack. Like,
it. Well. Have you read the comics?
Oh yeah, the comics are great. Reboot. That's fucking, the real reboot.
Right, right.
If the like existential crisis Flintstones.
Yeah, like this. Like that's the fucking way to do it.
Rick Moranis and John Goodman are still alive. Get them involved.
Oh, yeah.
If he'll do the Connors, he'll do a little Flintstone series.
Then there's Viva Rock Vegas, where King Baratheon played Fred. If you had to do the Munsters now, who would you cast?
Who would I cast as Herman? I would say...
Part of me wants to say... Adam Driver. He's physically good. I don't know if he's got the comedy chops.
Part of me was thinking Nick Offerman.
Oh! He'd be a good grandpa, too.
He would be a good grandpa.
Nick Offerman, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm trying to think of who else could be Herman. Who...
You know, in the new Addams Family animated movie, Nick Kroll is Uncle Fester.
Okay.
And Nick Kroll's such a good character guy. I could see him being a good grandpa as well.
Oh, you know who might be a good Herman is Bill Hader.
Yes, he would be a good Herman.
Yeah.
Who would be a good Lillian? Huh. Maybe Maya Rudolph?
Yeah, definitely Maya Rudolph, I could see.
Cuz they never gave old Lillian anything to do. But with Maya Rudolph, she could basically...
She could sing, she could dance.
Yeah, she could do anything. She's great.
Yeah. I mean, Maya Rudolph's whole family is, like, insanely talented.
Yeah, wait, what's her...
Her mom is Minnie Riperton.
I don't know who that is.
She sung Loving You Is Easy Because You're Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
And if you listen to that song, at the end of it, she sings Maya a bunch of times.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, Maya Rudolph would be good.
I'm trying to think of who...
Kate McKinnon might be a good Lillian Munster as well.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a good grandpa we're not cracking it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who could be a good
grandpa. Oh, fucking Eddie Pepitone.
Oh, that's it. Shut it down.
Herman! If you don't know Eddie Pepitone.
Herman! You won't believe what Chris Matthews just said.
How do you get the stains out?
I got blood. How do you get the blood out of these shirts, Herman?
If you don't know Eddie Pepitone, he's an amazing comic. Go look at him on YouTube. Yeah, go watch his documentary about his life, The Bitter Buddha. Listen to his album, A Great Stillness. People used to call him the Bukowski of comedy because he's just this angry, screaming old man. He'd be a great grandpa.
He rails against capitalism. And then I remember in the documentary, like, when he's like railing against capitalism.
Yeah.
And 2 seconds later, he's like auditioning for some like shitty, like NBC sitcom.
Well, you see him driving and he sees a fucking billboard for Two Broke like, Chicks. And he's like,
I was on.
Yeah. He's screaming about how stupid it is. And then they show a clip of him on it.
Yeah.
All right, Vin, thank you so much for coming on. Yeah. This has been Pop Culture Man Children, PCMC. Pop Culture Man Children is a podcast that's available anywhere you can get podcasts.
It's sponsored by the Helena Rubinstein Foundation.
And viewers like you.
Yeah.
So thank you. Vin
and
Forte.
And our sponsor is Goya.
Yes. So. Frightful Vin Forte.
Yes.
Thanks for being here talking about Candy and the Munsters.
Yeah, you can catch me over on WrestleRap.
Absolutely.
Wherever good podcasts are stored.
Yes, absolutely. Like and subscribe.
Yeah,
do to that. Everything. We end every episode by quoting Animal, and he says, "Go bye bye."